Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, featuring performers and venues that enrich the arts and cultural experience in the Allegheny Highlands of the two Virginias. American storyteller and West Virginia champion liar Bill Lepp calls them the Nirvana of honky-tonk, the Rush of rockabilly, and the Beastie Boys of bluegrass. He's talking about John Lilly's band, Blue Yonder. Robert Schaefer on guitar, Will Carter on bass, and John on vocals and rhythm guitar. They'll be at the Pocahontas Opera House on August 17th as part of the Red Hot Summer Tour. The band formed when John was asked to play for a wedding.
I didn't have a band or anything. I just called several musicians I thought would be available to play. None of them were available. Going down my list of people to call, I never played with Robert Schaefer or Will Carter, but they were the two guys who were available.
6 years later, that partnership is still going strong with performances every Tuesday night at a club in Charleston, West Virginia. Their music is a mix of country, bluegrass, and western swing. John owes much of his musical style to the influence of Hank Williams.
I really admire his songwriting, his singing, his guitar playing, and his way of mixing together different strands of country music traditions were all part of his repertoire and became part of my repertoire as I began to learn and develop as a musician.
Co-headlining the Red Hot Summer Tour is an eclectic band out of New York City, Banjo Nickaroo and the Western Scooches. Nick Russo and Bettina Hershey are the driving force of the band. Nick is a multi-instrumentalist and has played as a sideman with numerous groups in the city. Bettina is a vocalist, lyricist, and a dancer with plenty of experience on Broadway and in film. Similar to Blue Yonder, Banjo Nickaroo formed after Nick got a request to play at a festival. Using contacts acquired over the years, it didn't take long to put together a group.
Put together the band on the spot when I got the call, and so we got all these great, amazing New York City musicians played the gig.
They liked the sound and decided to keep it going. Folk, Americana, and New Orleans jazz are among the genres that make up the band's sound. They also incorporate elements of Gullah Geechee, the music of the Sea Islands off the coast of South Carolina and Georgia.
Yeah, it's very polyrhythmic. And of course, all this comes from West African influence. When people talk about jazz coming out of New Orleans, often they don't talk about a lot of the slanted history where a lot of Africans and freed slaves alike were creating music in basements and in secrecy. And a lot of the richness and culture comes out of the Tsavo Islands and the Gullah Geechee culture.
You can hear that rhythmic influence in their cover of the folk song 100 Miles. That percussive beat is actually Nick stomping on the floor.
The recording engineer put a microphone underneath the floor and he captured it in the studio, which was below.
Bettina says it's always an adventure to see how a song develops.
Whenever I write a song, the song comes out however it comes out, and then Nick gets this idea like, hey, we need a sitar on this, or we need a harmonium on this. I think about like the chords and the lyrics and the melody. And I'm always really, really pleased at like all the textures and emotional feelings that get layered on top of it when Nick's thoughts come into it.
You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
The Red Hot Summer Tour is at the Pocahontas Opera House on Saturday, August 17th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $10 and are available at the 4th Avenue Gallery in Marlinton, at the door, and online at PocahontasOperaHouse.org. For the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, I'm Heather Nideck.